Hi guys, welcome back to this week's episode of Reconcile the Podcast.
Woohoo!
We are so happy we are in our third month, and we thank each and every one of you for subscribing. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for commenting, for sharing with a friend or two, everything that you do. We are so grateful, and above all, we are so grateful to God because of, you know, just how we see Him move in this space.
Yeah.
So in this week's video, we are going to be having a part two of things we wish we knew earlier about our faith, stroke lessons that we are learning along our faith journey. But before we continue the video, if you're watching us on YouTube, make sure that you like. We are not forcing you, but make sure that you like the video, subscribe, and share it with a friend or two. If you are listening to us on Spotify or any audio streaming platform, which is Apple Podcast,
Google as well.
Oh, yeah. We are actually on a lot.
We are on a lot of audio streaming platforms.
Yeah. So if you want to listen to us there, leave us a review and follow us also on those streaming platforms.
Yeah.
Can you introduce?
Ujasema, your name
My name is Natalie.
My name is Washera.
Yeah. So you can kick us off.
Ooh, part two of things we wish
we knew.
We knew.
What we wish. Because of course, let me actually disclaimer, it's wish, quote unquote, because you can only know once umepitia your journey.
And also there, as we said in the first part, like they are based off of our own experiences. My number one point is that the verse, 2 Corinthians 5:18, old is gone, now you are a new creation. And so because you are, what I wish I knew is that, like, the old is gone. Like, I'm not the Washera that was before I got saved. So the devil will always try and, like, condemn you and pull you back to that oldness. Yeah, that old state, ya kuoza and everything. But when you, I feel like now because I'm able to, now because I've come to the understanding and the knowledge that by the, I'm not the Washera that was there before, I'm able to just be like, you know what, shetani, hautane nini. Even when my friends are trying to be like, oh, Washera, see, let's come, you know, why did you stop doing this? Like, I'm able to be like,
you've changed.
No. Yeah, it may change. I'm like, yeah, I've actually changed. Yeah.
Yeah. I am supposed to change.
And, you know, so the old is gone. Behold, you are now a new creation. So walk, live, move like you are a new creation. That's my...
Love it. So my point is, not everyone shares the same conviction as you, and that doesn't make them any less spiritual or immature.
Oof, that's an
I used to feel like, let me give you as an example. If Washera wears a crop top here, I don't know, that's just me, and this was my mentality, that probably I've come into some revelation and you've not come to that kind of conviction or revelation. That doesn't make me better. That shouldn't make me feel like, or that doesn't make me any better than you. You have probably seen this side of God. You've seen another side of God that I haven't seen, and no one is better. I think why a lot of judgment comes is because we think our conviction, everybody should share the same conviction as we do, but
some things are just different.
Okay, Emma will talk about that music.
Where?
Do you have a point like that?
No,
on music?
No.
It's
gonna be in another section of this
this
episode.
Video.
Yeah, of this video.
So let me say this. Washera and I
are we ready to share this, guys?
Okay, so on my wedding day, there are songs that I really love. Like, there's two songs by P Square. I can't remember the title, but those songs, they have to be played. And every time I listen to them, I don't feel as if I'm sinning. But then Washera is like, no.
Me yangu tucheza kigosho ni gospel. Tucheza mugithi ni gospel. I don't know. But kigosho, tucheza pray. We'll just dance. Bon ameni bariki the whole time. I don't know. But so such things now where we're like. But again, on that point, I feel like sometimes you also need to know that kuna two different consecrations for different people.
I've said.
Oh, I was talking about consecration.
Don't use like, that consecration. Use no. that conviction. Consecration, I think, is a big word.
Don't say, like, let me make my point. Alafu niambi whether consecration is... Because like the things I used to be like, mbona Natalia kifanya ista? Like, I'd judge Natalie. Oh, you still watch movies? Like, you're getting my point. Like, where the kind of line that, I don't know, God is calling you to, he's like, Holy Spirit is like, no, stop watching movies. Instead of doing this, do this. But then you're walking with other people and like, at you and I watching movies and I thought this one is better than me, so I have to be better than this. But that's what I'm talking about in terms of like consecration. Sometimes it's just consecration, conviction, yes. But haimanishi ati like you, this person is a lesser Christian. That's my point.
Yeah, I agree 1,000%. That's something I wanted to say concerning. And you see, the thing is, the thing about pushing our convictions down on people is they become doctrine. And if it's not in the word of God, like, everybody has been called to different things, different convictions. I mean, of course, it always has to align with the word of God. I can't say, okay, you know, for me, I can sleep with my man. And that's like,
God told me anything about
it. No. Is it in the word?
Yeah.
Is it, it has to be aligned with the word of God. The rest, fine. Movies, if you watch movies or don't watch movies, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. My other point is that something I'd go back and tell myself is that now that you're born again, don't think that ni evil, like okay, so umetoka kwa the kingdom of darkness, umekuja kwa the kingdom of light, like ni evil, like the devil will just let you go. Like the fight, quote unquote, is gonna be so much more than it was ukiwa kwa fence. I saw this vid, is it a video? Yeah.
Ukiwa kwa fence.
Like, maybe uko kwa fence. Uko either hapa, kingdom of darkness, kingdom of light, ama uko kwa fence. Which nasemanga ata yo fence ni ya shitani, but you get my point. So, wherever you are, that is not the kingdom of light, like, the devil is gonna, he's gonna try and distract you, frustrate you, and all these things. I was watching a video, but I think this Pastor Jerry Flowers, I'm not sure, alikuwa anaongelea venye, you see the way a dog inakwanga na a leash. So that is how the devil is with watu wenye wako kwa fence. Na watu, maybe hata wakini. Okay, tell me watu wenye wako kwa fence. So he's like, okay, unaweza graze, ama kangombe ikiwa tethered. Unifaya tethering. Like ngombe ama mbuzi. And then the devil is like, okay, unaweza enda, kula nyasi. Unataka kujua God? Okay, enda. But it gets to a point, is like, apana. He starts like pulling you back. He's like, hey, umeenda sana. Hey, you're reading your Bible too much. Hey, unaomba kila siku. Hey, relax. So he's always gonna try and like find and actually just fight you. So coming to discern and to know, okay, I've been reading my Bible maybe the last 3 days and then all of a sudden I'm getting lazy. So now coming with that, or rather knowing that, I'd be like, okay, so I have to like, okay, now I know that this is not normal, because how come Leo ndio, you know? So when you know that the devil is constantly trying to fight you and to veer you off the road, it should make you want to do better and to be better and to stick to what you know, which is Jesus. Yeah.
Okay, that's, you said point. That it's not a point that I had written down, but I remembered something that I'd go back to tell my younger self is, the like, don't rely on your feelings. It's not like, how do I put it? When it comes to being in the presence of God, learn to put your feelings aside. There are times when I'd be like, okay, I don't feel God. So is God there? He is. Whether or not I feel it, as long as I have said, Holy Spirit, I want to spend time with you, please come. He is there. And even like beyond that, beyond me saying that, what does the Bible say? He dwells inside me. It's in, I think, Corinthians, that my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So now, for so long, I've always relied on, oh my God, I'm not feeling it. I don't feel like praying. I don't feel like, I mean, I don't feel like praying. I'm still guilty.
I don't feel like reading.
Yeah. I don't feel like. But ultimately, when it comes to the presence of God, I don't feel God. Is he there? He is there. I know for a fact he is there. So right now, I don't rely on, is God there? Or not. Even when I'm worshiping, there are times when I'd feel like, wow.
The Holy Spirit.
And then there are times, I just feel like, oh, okay. But he is there. Yeah. And I'm like, I've just been training and learning to realize it's not about how I feel. He is there with me. The Bible says that in John chapter 4, that the true worshippers will worship him in spirit and in truth. Mm. It's not in feelings and in truth.
Oof.
It's in spirit and in truth. Mm. And when I'm singing to God and singing, God, you are Alpha, you are Omega, you are good, you are everything, it's not, I realize it's a, the truth is what matters. Mm. Like, as long as my spirit is in line with Holy Spirit and the truth is actually what is true, then that's it. I am actually worshiping God. Like, it doesn't have to feel, oh, goosebumps and everything.
Amma, you feel overpowering. Yeah, overpowered by
it
Holy
won't
Spirit.
Always be like yeah, that. Yeah. It's not about my feelings. So that's something else. But that's that was a, really a good point beside it. Yeah. Anyway, my second point is, you won't always get the voice of God right, especially in the beginning, but do those things which are right, or do those things which are good. So for me, I used to feel like, okay, am I sure? Is this the voice of God? Is this the voice of God? But I started doing the things which I know, okay, this is a good thing. If God is like, pray for this person, I mean, what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
Well, maybe unless I slap. But but like, what really is the worst that can happen? If I feel the conviction, oh my God, I feel like I should give this person this amount of money again, what just is the worst open. Thing
yeah.
that can happen? Nothing is gonna happen. So I in the beginning, and even right now, but in the beginning especially, I used to be like, okay, is this God's voice? Is this not God's voice? Is this God's voice? Is this not God's voice? So what is happening? But then those things which are good, those things which are right, I will do them. Whether or not I feel like whatever. And then now, as I'm progressing, I can I know, okay, this is God's voice, this is my voice. But it all started with just doing, like, as long as it's a good thing, I will do it. Yeah,
I feel like that's how you actually like grow in obedience. Because mara kwanza unakwanga, because at time I've been in that cafe, so I'm just like, okay, God, I don't know, is this you? And then you expect God to be like, Washera, this is that says the Lord. Go and pray for this
lightning
person.
And
lightning and thunder, woo, wind and na blow everywhere. And then now you'll be like, wow, God, usani wewe, I'm gonna go and pray for this person. But it just starts with that still small voice in your head. You're like, you feel drawn to this person. And you feel God is telling you, okay, pray for this person, but it won't hurt you. Okay, guy, I wish I could tell myself that. Like, and that is how you grow in obedience. That is very important. That is how, the more you are nining, the more you are quick to obey. Don't say napana kusema, like, obey feelings zikupate badai. Like, your
They'll
mind...
catch up.
Let your mind catch up later. Mm-hmm. Ikwe, oh, she did this. Oh, later.
So, in line with that, I've remembered the story of Elijah. Elijah, the prophet, is running away from, was it Jezebel? She was called Jezebel.
Bwendele? Jezebel.
Who was Ahab's wife?
I think Jezebel.
Yeah. The spirit Jezebel. Of Jezebel.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's running away from Jezebel and then he goes Jezebel. And hides in the cave. Do you remember that story?
Bwendele?
Yeah. Anyway, so now in the cave, so now in that portion of scripture, so there comes like a mighty wind, earthquakes,
thunder,
like there's a great like
show, different manifestations.
Such a great show.
Yeah.
And then he's like, if I remember correctly, like scripture says, God was not in all of those, that.
Yeah.
He was in that still small voice. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. my third point, I believe, is that fellowship. Like, do not, there's this, I think there's a verse that says, do not forsake
Hebrews.
The fellowship of believers, the fellowship of brethren.
Hebrews. Yeah.
Yeah. So with that, just like, don't want to, like, this journey is not one that you're meant to walk alone. Mm. God has purposefully placed people around your life to walk that journey with. So don't forsake, like, don't be like, you know what, it's just me and the Bible, and you know, because that is something I used to do very much, which it was kind of the season I was in, just kidogo isolation. I don't know what to call it, like isolation and everything. But even in that season of isolation, God was still intentional in that he still drew people to be like, hey, Washera, what's going on in your life? So yeah, do not
but also forsake. be that person who is calling the others, yeah. Not just being called.
Yeah.
Sawa. So my next point is
hey, yo.
Not all that glitters is gold. Mm-hmm. You might think you're all on the same boat, but kumbe uko solo.
Explain. Mentally, explain.
Let me tell you guys. Mm-hmm. There's and it doesn't, so the context when you're having this conversation, the context was in abstinence. I don't know if you guys have seen that meme where, it's not a meme, it's a post where somebody's like, hey, celibacy, you'd think you're all on the same boat. You'd think you're all on the same boat, but no. Mm. So either the man or the woman, you're both.
But let's be honest. Okay, Sawa.
And then you're both honest.
No, but like, I feel like it's mostly men.
Even women.
Really?
Even women.
Okay, but maybe it's, we are biased, obviously, because we are women.
You're biased. So me, I've said it's both men.
Okay,
men.
But see, guys, I am biased because I interact with men. And even on memes or even just basic interaction, maybe, like, mtu anaweza kuambia, oh, yes, I've seen a post where someone is like, oh, yeah, we are, yeah, let's be celibate, let's be nini. But in case you're down, I'm down. I'm like, is that celibacy? Emma, what is celibacy then? Mm. You know. Mm. But anyway, men.
Yeah. But so me, I'd say both men genders. And women. Kwani the men, they are never really alone.
Yeah, true. But they were wafanya hizi vitu peke yao.
Somebody. Anyway, the point is, along your faith journey, don't think everybody is in the same boat as you. As I think you, it goes back to conviction.
Mm.
That there's convictions that everyone, like, cutting across board, everybody should have. For example, we can't be condoning stealing. Like, I can't say, okay, I'm okay with stealing, but okay, God will forgive me.
Like, I still kidogo.
Yeah, but come on. So now, even when it comes to things like abstinence, you might think, okay, for me, as a woman or as a man, I am
guarding my nene. I'm being celibate.
Yeah,
everything.
But still in that same place where you think you're all Christians, not everybody shares the same conviction as you. So be careful.
Yeah, guard yourself. I'm a guard your heart. Yeah, because ukunje, like, women fall all the time. Oh, you know,
women and men.
Okay, yes. Let me see. We're talking about personal experiences, but it's not once where you're like, personal, oh my God.
Sorry.
It's not once where you're like, oh, this man of God, like, he does this in church, he serves in church, and like, I just do what, like, I can't imagine, and then, but it's until uko pale kwa ground that you're like, oh, I thought we are Christians out here, I thought we are trying to follow Jesus, then why does it seem, you know, so just guard your heart, that's my nini, guard your Jichunge.
I was telling Washera yesterday, there should be, I don't know if you guys have seen this book, it's called The Secret Lives of Baba Segi's Wives. So, wives, yeah, I've not yet read the book, but I was telling Washera there should be a book, though, of course, nobody, please don't read this book, but there should be a book about the secret lives of praise and worship leaders. Because
uku zile vitu tunaonanga huku.
And you see, the thing is, those people that you see wako huko mbele,
don't ever put them on a pedestal.
Yeah, and we talked about it in the last video, that the people you think, the people that you put on a pedestal are still human beings. Yeah. And this is no judgment. We are all human beings.
At a CC, tuko praise and worship.
We are
being transformed.
And this is not, again, to judge anybody. I'm just saying, it's on a light, we should all be careful.
Yeah.
We should all be careful.
Yeah. Mm. My fourth, I think, and last point, is that there's a verse that says a righteous man falls 7 times, but he rises up again. So you're gonna fall. Mm. You're going to fall because the only person that is perfect is Jesus. Mm. So knowing that, okay, I've fallen, what is my next step? You know, to always go back, pick yourself up and always go back to God. Like falling is part of the journey because it's never gonna be at, oh, now nimekuja kwa Christ, now I'm perfect, like everything of mine is gonna go pew pew pew. Like you're always gonna be like, you're, when we've said that the devil is always gonna tempt you, like you're always gonna be tempted. Sometimes you will fall into that temptation, but there is grace, because you, the more you get to understand the message of grace, the more you're like, you know what, I have the nini, God, like Jesus has already paid the price, like I can go back. But then again, it's not an excuse for you to now keep sinning. But like, just always go back to God. Falling is, everyone falls. I have fallen so many times.
So many.
So many times. So even many. Now.
So many.
She, are you testifying? Is this a testimony? A reverse? Oh, I don't know. But yeah, like, you're going to fall. Just pick yourself up and go back to God. Pick yourself up. Yeah.
And my last point is shame, just like in line with that. Shame will keep you from going to God, but go to Him regardless. Mm. So along now, again, my faith journey, yo, there are things that I used to just be like, yani, Mimi, Nico, praise and worship, and I'm doing this. Mm. Oh my God. So I'd feel so bad. Like, and you see, the thing is, like, When people struggle with shame, especially in spaces that, how do I put it? Like let's say in our team, because we're always saying how we're in the prison worship team. So like in our team, if let's say Washera is struggling with shame or somebody else, you know, I'll know. Mm. Because probably how when we are meeting, you're praying, I love your siku. That used to happen a lot, a while, like kitambo. So you like it's very kuna ile nyuma nyamaza, ile nyetu, okay, like me and God are having a moment, but kuna ile nyuma najua for a fact, kuna kitu happened, so they're dealing with 1, 2, 3 things and it's fine. But the point is, don't allow shame to keep you from going to God. I think for me, if I would have allowed shame to keep me from going to God, I would not be here. But then that's why we keep on reading the word. We keep on renewing our mind and then allow the strength of God to strengthen us.
Yeah. Shame is definitely not of God.
Yeah. Conviction is, though.
Yeah. Shame is not. Shame will always like lead you away from God. That's the difference between shame and conviction. Anyway, guys, so we are combining this with another segment where we had asked you guys to like anonymously send us questions, and we answer them based on our personal experiences and what we know about the word of God. And so I believe we can now go into those questions.
Yes, sir.
If you don't follow us on Instagram, please follow us on Instagram. This is where we post most of this and content TikTok. And TikTok as well. Thank you so much for the ones that do. Maybe I can just go to the first question.
Like, you know, very funny. Guys, everybody kept on saying how I have the best style in this.
That's a lie. Let me tell you guys, let me even just read some of these things. Like, any guys, but when you ask you guys to send us questions, like there's one that says,
oh, grateful. Natalie, you're so pretty. Oh, Natalie.
Lies. I find Mambiwa, grateful for your friendship every day. Washera, you have such good style. I love seeing you happy. I wish we were best friends. How are you today? When are we gonna see each other again? Ati mwingine, shout me out. Alafu mwingine, I think sasa huyu alikuwa anakuambia. Ati huyu alikuwa anaambia Natalie, ati connect me with your friend, guys. I know, like relax. Nile mimi, you cannot keep praying ati for a godly woman. I can't be everywhere at once. Mwingine anasema, ati I've had a crush on you for years, ati and you still don't know LMAO. Like, laugh my whatever out. And I'm like, yo, what do I do with that information? Like, to do? Is that to do? So umeniambia anonymously to do, like, what do we do, guys? Ati mwingine please. Zawa, guys, let's be serious. Acheni nyamaze. Let's go to the question. What? Please. Hey. Lord, thank you. Okay, the first question, guys. Uh-huh. Let's be serious. The first question. Would you be open to dating a non-believer?
You can answer.
Me?
Start.
No. Mm-hmm. Because the Bible says do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers, for what fellowship has light to do with darkness, and such and such. I don't want to misquote the nini, but the far I've come to know, nilikuwa naona picha ingine, there's a photo I saw of, or even just when you imagine waruz, akisiko baya, but when you imagine or like potatoes kwa gunia, potato moja ikiharibika, si imeharibu hizo potatoes zingine. And that is how I think about being like with unbelievers, in as much as yes, even Jesus like ate with sinners and everything, he still did not, what's the word, I don't know how to put it, but for me personally, I will not, because I feel like they're just, we wouldn't even at a tutao, like surely we unenda Friday, mi naenda kesha, we unenda dunda, like it doesn't even make sense. But without being too spiritual, is there such a word? Without being too spiritual, I would need, because the Bible, that is what the Bible says. And because I'm a Christian, I'm going to obey it. What do you think?
I think for me, I'd be okay.
Chill, guys. Cut. I'm joking. Free to pray.
I wanted to see your reaction. Of course, I'm joking. No. No, I would not. Because, like, took on two different wavelengths, honestly. Me nenda east, ya nenda west. And the Bible says, ya nenda west. And the Bible says,
hey, every day I come here, I'm abused. When the land, the Bible says,
and the Bible says,
asa the director pale anacheka. And the Bible says,
sorry. The Bible says, two cannot walk together. Unless they do what?
They agree.
So for me, it's a no, because we are not on the same
path.
We're not going in the same direction. So where tafuta mwenye mnaenda in the same direction, na mimi nitafuta mwenye
tunaenda in the same direction.
True. Yeah. But let me ask you, this is food for thought. Our parents. There's just, I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's the grace and the mercy of God, which I will not abuse. But I mean, I know for me, my parents, my mom was born again, my dad was not born again, and then my dad got born again. I think there's something different inside marriage, but let's not test the waters.
Yeah. Because now we have that information.
Yeah, let's not test the waters. Yeah. But there's, I'm curious. Why is it always like that? Why is it always like that? But don't test the waters and then say, okay, because I love this man, I'm gonna save him and everything.
And but another important point, God is never
talk about dating. Sorry,
God is we never. Should. God is never gonna tell you to be with someone who is not born again. Because sometimes Christians nimona, sometimes they are like, no, but God told me this is my man. Girl, he's not even born again. There's no way that was God. Like,
I don't like those things, but it's okay.
It's for me, I'd be like, okay, God, this is what I feel like God is saying. Is it in line with the word of God?
True, that's true.
Is it
that's
in
true.
Line with actually? Because God will. It's the same thing with like, okay, God told me to sleep with this man. God can never tell you something like that, you know. So always go back to the word. But are we done with that question?
Yeah.
Another one says, how do I grow my prayer life as a new Christian?
The first thing I'd say is, again, don't rely on feelings.
Just
decide. Decide in your mind, in your mental.
Oblongata.
Oblongata.
I'm a medical student.
That's what I wanted to say.
Well, like,
yeah, that's what I wanted to say, oblongata.
Jinx won me an iPhone 15.
Decide in your mind, I will put my feelings aside. And that's progressive. I am the biggest person who advocates process. When it comes to your faith, just walk with God. Allow process to have its place. So put your feelings aside. That's the first point I'd say. Put your feelings aside.
Nice. For me, I'd say, because me, I like to look at it from a practical. It's a good point.
Mine is not practical.
Like, it's practical, but like, like, okay, for me, how I have grown and how I am growing my prayer life is just be intentional, as you said. Like,
yeah.
But also just being like, okay, like, I want to pray. This week, I'm going to pray five. There's this thing that Kush loves to say, that 25 or even just 5 minutes of consistent prayer every day is more effective than 1 hour of prayer combined in 1 month. Like, it's better, just start from somewhere. Put a time on your phone and be like, okay, just this 5 minutes, this is me and God. God, I thank you. Even if you don't pray in tongues, like, God, I thank you. I thank you. Thank you the whole 5 minutes. It's not a waste. And then you just go increasing and increasing and increasing as you allow the Holy Spirit to lead your prayers. That's my point.
What is the question again?
How do I grow my prayer life as a new Christian?
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another one says,
sorry, the last thing is okay. Just do it. I think sometimes we are always looking for advice everywhere instead of now just doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So, and it's good to ask for really, even me, we are always asking questions for sure, but just do it. Just say, today I'm going to pray, pray God tomorrow and relative.
Yeah.
And don't compare.
True. What does it mean to spend time with God or to be with God in the secret place? I believe it's going to be before this or... just in the month of March, we have a separate video where we're going to be talking about the secret place. But just to answer Kidogo, what does it mean to spend time with God or to be with God in the secret place? It just means I look at it from Monday to Saturday, what are you doing with God there? When no one else is watching, when you're not in Bible study, when you're not in fellowship, when you're not in... and like a gathering of believers or something, when you knew where to know God, that is your secret place. So have I answered the question? What does it mean to see? Yeah, that is what it means.
Communion.
For me. Communion with you and God.
Yeah.
Do you want to answer? Mm. We just go. Another one says, I have good style.
That's a lie.
Another one says, hey.
Ask that as the last question.
Another says, I wish we were best friends.
Thank you. I wish you were best friends too.
She was definitely here. Talking she was, to me. Yeah. another one says, what really is sin? Christians sometimes make it seem as though you are sinning if you don't spend all your time in church, praying, fasting, Bible study, ECT. ETC.
Director Tamelala.
ETC.
What exactly? There's a verse in Romans or somewhere that says, anything that is not done in faith
is a sin.
Is sin. That is not done in faith is sin. It's in Romans chapter 14, verse 23. For this is the English Standard Version. For whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. So for us, let me give an example. As we have so many activities, and you see that's what it is, activities, they're good. But we have so many activities that are constantly bringing us to church. But now I have work. If I can't come to church Monday, maybe every other day, does that mean it doesn't?
No.
Ah, when you're nakufanya wa feel evil, honestly, there is a place for fellowship. Every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, we always have, and activities. Wednesday even for like prison worship, we always have something that is going on in church. But something that now our youth chairman always emphasizes on is probably if you can't make it on Tuesday, try, you don't have to come for all of them. Commit to coming to one. And now for people who make other people feel guilty because they're not
spending again, it all goes time back to in church.
The conviction of somebody.
Yeah.
Like, never force your convictions on somebody, on somebody else. Trust God enough to, like, if I'm feeling convicted, okay, Washera, hey, you've been listening to this whatever artist, and then I'm like, okay, this kind of music is not making you do that. Like, what is it doing to your spirit, right, and your meditations and everything? And maybe, of course, I'll come and tell you, hey, Washa, like, hey, Nino Nanskiza. But if Washa is not listening, I should trust God enough to
work it out with her.
Inside her. I feel like I'm going off a tangent, but don't, like, it's not
a sin. Sin is just, as you said, anything that you don't do in faith. But then again, there are those, before you even, I feel like sometimes tunakwangaje surely, before we go to now putting, wearing short skirts is a sin, like, before we go to all these things that tuna debate about, let's first be clear on what the Bible says. What is sin? Stealing. Do not do this. Do not do this. Have we already, like, are we doing these things before to end the crisis? Are we observing these things that are clear-cut sins before we start saying such things are sins? What do you want to do?
I want to see that question.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I think my mind's What really is sin? Christians make it seem as though you are sinning if you don't spend. No, it's not. Of course, we encourage people to fast, to pray, to spend time reading the Bible. Yeah. But I want you to know, if my work is worship unto God. I mean, Kwani, how am I supposed to influence the nations if all I'm constantly doing is... Okay, it sounds bad, but if I'm just like 8 to 8 p.m., I'm just praying and fasting and being in my room...
Yeah, there's a place for there's a place for prayer, there's a place for everything. Yeah, you know? And even when you talk about this is such an bad example, but when you talk about Abel and his work, I feel like that is one thing I usually draw from that. Like, his work is what he presented as a sacrifice. Sometimes you going, for me, like, I'm a medical student, so me going to the wards and spending time with my patients, that is worship unto God. So it's not only at when it's I'm obedience. In church, it's obedience. Yeah. See, at nikiwa to church, that is when I'm worshiping. Worship is how I walk, how I talk, how I talk to the bus conductor, how I talk to the waiter, nikiwa kwa restaurant, how I, like, everything is worship unto God. So that even when we say that we were created to worship God, everything that we do is supposed to worship God. I manage now, only now, when you're reading the Bible, when you're spending time pale kwa church, ndio. I don't know. Yeah.
And God is literally, God is in business. God is in medicine. God is, like, there's so many ways. You get the point. I think tuna get, guys.
So anyway, another is just music. I don't know what that means. Another says,
let's talk about music.
We can talk about it as the last point. Another says, I've had a crush on you. I'm sorry, guys.
A crush on me?
Like, what do I do now? Okay. Another says, I really want to have a relationship with God, but I don't feel like it is for me. I know salvation is for everyone, but it feels so hard to surrender everything and to be humble.
Ooh.
Says, I really don't want to have a relationship with God. I don't feel like it's for me. I know salvation.
I know what I want, but it's not
for I really want to have a relationship, but I don't feel like it's for me. It feels so hard to have to surrender everything and to be humble. I love what you said about it's a process. Like, it's not, okay, God, nataka kusurrender my relationship, nataka kusurrender my parents, I want to surrender my family, I want to surrender everything, I want to surrender. It's not gonna happen at you're gonna surrender everything at once. For me, how I look at surrender is that I feel like God sometimes, okay, he begins with highlighting, like, you just see yourself, okay, like, God is just showing you, by the way, Washara unakuanga na ka pride. And for me, I look at it, okay, God, this is what you want me to surrender. This is what this is what I'll start surrendering at this moment. And then you guys work, you and God work through that pride, and then he begins to show you another avenue. But by the way, Washara, in relationship enye uko, it's not what I have planned for you. And then slowly by slowly, you begin to surrender that. Like, it's not gonna happen at the boom boom boom, okay, sasa I'm gonna surrender everything. And that is, I feel, what is usually even more frustrating, when now you realize that, okay, guy, like, I'm trying to surrender this and I don't feel like it's working. That is where the frustration comes in. But when you allow the Holy Spirit to lead your surrender, hata tukiimba I surrender everything to you, like in as much as our hearts like we want to surrender everything to God, it doesn't mean that that is like even though uta surrender to everything at once. It's gonna be so progressive. You're gonna start with maybe your relationship, your life first of all, go saved, and then your relationship, even your attitude, the way you talk to your parents every single time. You have to, like, I look at it as, and I tell my friends, spoke Natalie, sije kwambia, nime realize I, but I usually like KBBS. I like to tell them that, like, if you have to choose each and every single day to wake up and surrender anew, afresh. Said it was surrender leo, alafu kesho, sinili surrender jana, no. It's a progress. You have to keep surrendering every single day and watching, and watching what is the Holy Spirit telling, because he's always gonna bring forth those things. Look at it as an invitation to surrender.
I really want to have a relationship with God, but I don't feel like it's for me. I personally feel like there's a lot to unpack here, and this is like a whole conversation. But what I will say is, God has the best plan for you. You might think you know, but only God
knows.
God is the one who created you, so he is the one with the best plan for you. So I don't know what would, how do I put it, like maybe you've had experiences that maybe around you, you look at people and then you just see,
I don't think this lifestyle is for me.
Because, you know, the world feels fun. It feels better than what Christians or the Christian faith has to offer. But there's a lot to unpack here. But what I'd say is, I really want to have a relationship with God, but I don't feel like it is for me. God's desire is that all men should be saved and come to light. So, yeah, I don't know how to phrase it, but God has the best plan for you.
Yeah. And it doesn't, like, you ata sisi si ati unafi, like, you ata mimi, I can remember in the beginning, like, I didn't always feel like this is what this, like, this is now, this is gonna be my life. Like, you see those memes that I'm a church auntie, a 21-year-old church auntie. Praise God, ashakataya. Like, you know, like, we think it's obviously very, how do I put it? Like, even for us as well, for me, myself, personally, it's not always been clear cut, wow, this is where I'm meant to be. Sometimes you're just like, God, am I really? But the Bible says, test and see. Test the Lord and see that he is good. So,
does he test?
Test. Test, but I know test. See, I wanted to put it as test. Like, I know it's test. Okay, sorry.
The Bible.
Watch and see.
Usitoe a word from the Bible.
Okay, sawa. Test with your tongue. But the context I'm trying to put it is like test. Test kwa Kiswahili ni?
Exam.
Kwenda, like test, like jaribu, jaribu. Kiswahili, I usually like to say it as jaribu uone. Like, you try, jaribu tu. Don't nini, usijueke feelings hapo, just try. And you will see that truly this is, because this is God's design is for everyone. So, there's a life that God has called you to live in his nini. I hope nime answer, but guys, need test and see, but mimi nimewambia test. I think that's the last question. Now let's go back to this other question that is gonna ignite some sparks here and there. Is it wrong to listen to secular music? Me personally, okay, in as much as yes, we usually, what I usually say to all these questions or these things, ask the Holy Spirit. He's gonna tell you, because mimi naweza kwambia, it's wrong to listen to secular music. Someone else will tell you, as long as, like, it's not, you know, it's not at completely wrong. Someone else will tell you, it's not even wrong. Where has it said in the Bible?
People,
you
know,
people have different convictions, but the most important thing is, what does the Holy Spirit think? But for me, myself, music is like, first of all, I'm not even like a huge fan of like music.
Same.
Other than like, I only listen to like worship music and praise, because I'm a praise and worship leader. But other than that, it's just worship. I just listen to worship music. And even before Niokoke, like I used to listen to Afro, but because of influence. Like, I never enjoyed music as much. So maybe my opinion might be biased, and that is why it's very easy for me to... I don't listen to secular music, and it's easy for me to not listen because I don't enjoy it either way. And that's why naona kama, for someone else who maybe enjoys music and the instrumental and the kosokosos that go through this, whatever, it's harder for this person to be like, okay, is this thing really wrong? No, no. But for me, I don't know. I feel like it is my conviction to not listen to secular music. But my point is, it's different for everyone. So just consult the Holy Spirit. And the thing is, he's always going to tell you. Sometimes we're like, oh, asa mnasema, ask the Holy Spirit. Does he even communicate? He does. He does. Sometimes, I think we've said this before in this episode, sometimes we think that it's going to be thunder, lightning, don't listen to secular music. But it's just that nudge or just something so random. Like, it's going to be something so random. And you're going to think, oh, and you're probably going to see it more than once. And you're going to think it's a coincidence. But as we were saying yesterday, hakuna coincidences kwa kingdom ya God. God is always speaking. Are we discerning when he's speaking?
Yeah. Okay, so what I'd say about that is, for the people who feel like that, number one, check your life. When you're listening to secular music, who is it drawing you closer to?
That's a good point.
Number two, what fruit is it bearing inside your life? The third thing I'll say is, continue to read your Bible, even with all that, even with that music that you're listening to. Continue to read your Bible, continue to fellowship with God, and I promise you, the more you fellowship with God, the more these things fall off. It no longer becomes a taste in your mouth. You don't want it anymore. And it just becomes natural. I used to listen to Cardi B.
But nowadays,
no, okay, I mean, I'm not saying I used to listen to, I'm just saying
it's just an example. Yeah, she's trying to clarify. Holy Joe, she's just trying to clarify. Yeah, yeah, she has never in her life.
I'm sorry, but so yeah, number one, ask yourself, who is it drawing me closer to?
Yeah.
So, is it drawing me to love and not love at all, love this Christian kind of love, like love as in romantic love,
is it, or lust as well?
What is it drawing me closer to? Number, and the thing that it is drawing me closer to, is it godly or ungodly?
Yeah.
When I've said Cardi B, so if I'm constantly listening to Cardi B's music, what is it drawing me to, and what kind of life does Cardi B live?
Is that the kind of,
because you see, want to live? Whatever you behold, you become. So now, the more I'm listening to this, then I automatically start taking up those behavior. Honestly, like you start becoming what you behold.
Wow.
Then the third thing is, continue to, even with all that, just continue to read your Bible, continue to pray, continue to fellowship with God, and you will see. These things no longer feel it's not enjoyable anymore. It's really not enjoyable anymore.
Wow. I think I have but just to add on to your third point, it's just, that's a difference. I think we've said it, I don't know if I've said it again, but that's a difference between now works, like ilenye, you're trying to do it on your own. Can I read this question, because I feel like it has kidogo to do. Another one asked masturbation and its consequences. It's the same, I think it's the same thing, same approach to now this, of just, you don't have to, as much as you know it is wrong and maybe you're finding it hard to stop, even if you find yourself, we've talked about this to Kisema, that always go back to God, even if you're finding yourself being in that position of masturbating, just go back to God. It doesn't matter can you metuka kufanya 5 minutes ago, just always consistently just go back to God. And that is where true deliverance happens, when you are so in fellowship with God such that these things has echo. Because I've seen in my life, not masturbation, but like things
she's
in my
clarifying.
Life. I'm clarifying. But like, I mean, things like semi-secular music, going for dunda, like I never at least stopped. Okay, now boom, nimeacha kufanya all these vices that I used to do, drinking.
The effort didn't start from you.
It didn't start really. From me, yes. Mm-hmm. It is not until I was like, now I'm fellowshipping with God so much so that by the way, I feel kwenda dunda. And I don't feel like I'm missing out. Mm-hmm. So let it not be your works and being like, or just sometimes we look at Christianity as, wah, okay, now, nimefika huku, weh, so I should stop now doing this. We look at Christianity as a bunch of rules that we have to follow. Yet that is not it. We just need to be in communion with, in fellowship with God so much so that we don't desire these things. So look at it from a point of beholding Christ so much so that your gaze is only fixed on God, is if it's zingine zinatoka, and not works and you trying to do it by yourself. Again, let the Holy Spirit lead you. Feel like we've answered all the questions. The last one says, oh Ashera, you're such a beautiful person, I wish I could marry you.
Serious?
Not joke, guys.
So, we've come to the end of
we've
this
come
video.
To the
very
end.
Long. I feel like it's very long.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for every person who has tuned in. Lord God, we thank you for their hearts. May you continue to lead and to guide them. Holy Spirit, I pray that you may, the eyes of our understanding may continuously be flooded with light, that we may know what is the hope of our calling. Thank you, God, because you desire that we come to you, desire that we grow, you desire that we be transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. I pray for each and every one of us, Lord, that we may guard our ears, that we may guard our eyes, Lord God, that what we behold may be you, so that we are transformed into your image. We thank you and give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray and believe.
Amen.
See you next Wednesday.
Bye.